Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
Mike Florio, I know you have a birthday coming up. Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Where's my gift?
Where's my money?
I want to buy a Ferrari, but my wife has me convinced if you spend lavishly on a car, you will go to hell.
What's different between you and me is you're going to hell when you die.
What?
Now, I don't generally believe there is a hell because I don't think God would do that to his creatures. But at the same time, I don't want to risk it.
I sometimes think hell is on earth.
You don't have to worry about me becoming the Pope.
The Pope!
Hey, like Joni says, we're all going to die, baby.
Well, we all are going to die.
We're all going to die.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I believe that there is a higher power that created us all. But could you ever be so mad at your children that the punishment would be you shall burn in a lake of fire for all eternity?
That did go some places, didn't it?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was an interesting segment with Mike Florio yesterday. It started out with him giving air quotes and then confetti falling in the frame of his Twitch video stream.
And it ended with him falling to the depths of eternal damnation.
Just get the car, Mike. It doesn't have to be this hard. You've earned it.
I told him the Hot Wheels works just fine. Just get a little $5 miniature car and say, there's my Ferrari.
That's adorable.
That's what his wife should do for him, is get him like a toy car.
Oh, well, or also they could have the conversation we had on our sports radio show. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. And our video crew is Connor O'Donnell and Matt Anaya. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Jaquan Brisker's statements yesterday, I did not expect to be the most, I don't know if jarring is the right word, but the thing that stuck with me the most from what we heard out of the Bears after mandatory minicamp day two yesterday. That was what was the most memorable. It was the most notable. And after somebody who we hadn't seen play in the last 12 games of the season, I did not expect, after even hearing him previously on WGN-TV with Caitlin Sharkey in an interview done weeks ago, that discussion would be so strong sitting with me as to having real questions about his future and feeling uneasy after what we heard.
The Jaquan Brisker question goes back to when he got hurt in game 5 of last year, and you wondered, okay, so how long is he going to be out, knowing at that point he already had a history with concussions. And then as each week went by, during what became a 10-game losing streak, you wonder, okay, but is Brisker coming back? And then Mark Grody would tell you, I talked to Brisker. I was at his locker. He says he thinks he's got a good chance to come back. He definitely expects to be back this season. It never happened. So that gave us all pause because it's like, okay, what's the long-term future for Jaquan Brisker? What are the Bears going to do about their safety position? But to hear him speak on it and to sound kind of like, hey, that's behind me, as if there aren't these lingering effects, that's what's concerning about it.
We also want to know what you think. I know there was some really good conversation on Mullion Haw about this. This is not like a hot takey type of topic. It's not like that. This is something that I think, as we all watch the NFL, it's something that sits with you, knowing that it is dangerous, knowing that any play can change somebody's life forever, knowing that you don't necessarily know if that was the play that did until much later in life. And trying to sit with all of this in a way that makes it make sense is difficult. And that's the hard part, is knowing there are things that we can't see. And unfortunately, I don't think Jaquan Brisker saw them either. Take the what he means to the Bears defense part out of it first, and consider who he is as a person and the future you want him to have, especially when he is so young. He's in his age 26 season. That's what the 2025 year will be for him. And in 2026, he becomes, at age 27, an unrestricted free agent. I know for him, he's trying to secure his future and his family. But at the end of the day, regarding every single player in this league, we always ask the question, at what cost?
The cost here for Jaquan Brisker is his future, not just as a football player, but his future in terms of where he will be, let's say 10, 20, 30, 40 years from here. Because as you said, it's not like he's not in his mid-20s right now, but this has got to be a long-term thing. I think one of the things I took away from him talking yesterday is it's not that he doesn't understand the seriousness of the issue. It's just he's not looking at the long-term effects, because when asked about it, he didn't seem to have any pause.
Let's listen to what Jaquan Brisker had to say in his own words. He spoke at Hallis Hall yesterday. It was a little bit after our show as far as timing. So we want to examine this together on The Score.
A lot of talk about you in terms of your long-term health, just because you've had multiple concussions and people wondering how durable you are and how long you could withstand this. Mm-hmm. Does that go through your head too? Are you worried about yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm good. I'm past that point. I'm really moving on, so I'm just focused on playing ball. You know, I'm really clear, man, and, you know, I'm really good, so.
Were there people telling you, hey, you might want to think about, I don't know, the R word, retirement or mm-hmm. something like that? Like, just how serious these have been, was that a conversation at all?
No, not with no one, especially not myself, not with my parents. Like, I feel like if my parents, you know, say something, it's deep, so. If it didn't come from them or come from me, I'm good. I didn't hear it, to be honest.
I'm wondering if you feel like you can play the exact same way you always have. Mm-hmm. You have to change.
Yeah, I'm continuing to play the same way. That was my first time really having a contact injury. You know, he hit his head on my neck. So, you know, he kind of just, you know, hit his helmet on the right spot, but really just moving on from that.
Did you feel like you've been, so did you have to, like, fighting with the team, like, hey, I really want to play, or did you just feel like they were protecting you from, you know, putting yourself back out there? Like, how was the relationship with the team at the time as far as figuring out what was the right move for you to make?
I feel like it was great both ways. I wanted to play. Obviously, I couldn't. They knew I couldn't, so, you know, just couldn't play.
He makes it sound so cut and dry, and that's why I understand his point of view. I understand where he's coming from. He wants to play football. That is what he does. He has a very sense of, I'm tough. My family is tough. He talked about the fact that, you know, he's a Brisker and this is what they do. And I get it. He's a football player. This is the thing that brings him not only the most joy, the most purpose, however you want to put it, but to understand where he was last year and going through that, I just wonder if everyone's making it very clear to him the long-term effects of concussions.
Well, and he's had one in each of his first three NFL seasons. And the worst one is the most recent.
He's missed 16 of a possible 51 games because of concussions.
And 12 of them were last year. And it's not just that part of it. It's how he talks about meeting with specialists at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. We know that hospital. The movie Concussion, obviously, is part of that discussion as well. you know, that is one of the specialist hospitals for these types of injuries, reported that one of his main symptoms of that type of concussion that he had was dizziness and vertigo, and how he had to retrain himself. That is common after severe concussions.
Retraining of the nervous system is the way he put it.
Yes. And, you know, drills like side-to-side movement, training your eyes. But I don't want to take anything away from how I'm listing what are very serious things. Like, think about how Ben Johnson opened up OTAs and minicamp talking about the pollen. You know, we talk about how much we've been sneezing. That's a minor thing, you know, and we make note of it because it's different. It's something that affects our bodies. The quality of the air today outside is dangerous. That's something that affects us. What he is discussing is hard to process. It's hard to deal with. It makes me sad when I hear it because I understand the severity. When Tua Tagovailoa was injured on the Thursday night football game in 2023, and it was just 4 days after he suffered what the Dolphins at the time called a spine injury, where we saw him stagger and we saw he wasn't right. You know, we didn't know what the symptoms were. We didn't want to diagnose.
We're not doctors, but at the same time, you see what you see and you're like, oh, that looks real familiar.
And in all of those moments, I think the hard part was we felt like we had to be advocates for him. Those of us watching felt like we had to yell like we're watching some sort of movie, except this is real life. Like, won't somebody help him? Is everything okay? And I don't watch football the same after that.
Not only do you not watch football the same after that specific thing, as this is Raheemi and Harris talking about the concussion of Jaquan Brisker that caused him to miss the last 12 games of last season, not his first concussion, his third in 3 years' time, which has cost him time. But we're learning more about it, and one of the things we learned is what type of concussion it was. The vestibular concussion, and for people who don't know what that means, you talked about a little bit in terms of the dizziness as one of the factors. But this was described so well, where else but on the UPMC website, which is the perfect place because that's where he got his initial treatment.
Wow.
The vestibular system, it's that sensory system that keeps your sense of balance and spatial orientation. Here on the website, it says, think of it like a gyroscope. With help from your inner ears, the vestibular system detects the motion or position of your head in space. It's like driving in a car. You can see all the way around you, and you're looking at objects, and you know how far away they are. You can stay focused. You don't lose visual clarity. But during a vestibular concussion, that gyroscope is not working. So you've got the dizziness. You've got difficulty with balance. You've got difficulty understanding how far away things are. And I don't know about you, Layla, but when I look at that and I hear him talk about it and understand how football works as a sport, the speed, the quickness, the instinct of I'm trying to hit people, it's just very disconcerting.
I also think of people like Anthony Rizzo having a conversation with David Ross a couple years ago. Zach Zaidman talked about this during a game on The Score. It was in September of 2023. And Rizzo ended up missing significant time that month and then the rest of the season for symptoms he didn't even realize were a concussion. And Zaidman talked to Rizzo, or Rizzo talked to David Ross about it and talked to him about certain symptoms that he didn't know he had that were related to having a concussion, and just thought to ask a peer. And that helped him determine what he was going to do with his body and himself for the rest of that season. That's what makes this hard. We don't know what we don't know. And I think that there were many times where Jaquan Brisker didn't know what he didn't know.
And the evidence of that is when he was asked yesterday why the injury did last as long as it did.
Why it lasted as long as it did.
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know why that's that long.
Did you feel like you were, you know, is it winning in November? Did you feel like next week I'm going to be there? Like,
to be honest, my mom asked me every single day, "Are you okay? Are you?" I told her I'm about to be playing this week. I really thought I was fine, to be honest. I mean, it was just a hard process, a hard thing. Obviously, I wanted to be out there to play football, but I just couldn't. I just physically couldn't. But every day, told my mother, I will be playing this game. Every time I came here, I just couldn't get past certain process. So
you guys are getting ready to get on a plane to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know there was something wrong? I mean, it was that day, but I mean, what felt different?
Really, the night before, I really was going to force myself to go. That's how bad I want to play football. I was going to force myself to go. I knew something was going on, and but something in my head was telling me, "Nah, you can't go." So I went to go tell, you know, our doctors, and you know, that's what happened.
How did you know something was going on? Did you feel funny? Or?
Yeah, no, I felt funny. I was at nighttime, body, you know, felt a little off, and yeah.
What were the multiple instances where you finished a game and then been out for an extended period of time? What do you do with that?
Personally. Where I finished the game and.
And then you're out for a few weeks with a brain injury.
I don't know, to be honest. I think the way I'm built, but I mean, I can't pull myself out. I mean, I'm just, I don't know.
I can't pull myself out.
He's saying, I don't know, and I appreciate him doing so because people don't.
He's being transparent. He's being honest. He's giving you the best answers he can. But at the same time, those answers are leading to me. That's how I absorb this press conference, right? Because it's like, okay, you've gotten to this point where you've been cleared to do the things that are required to play the sport of football. But it sounds like we don't really know where you are in terms of playing the sport of football because we know what would happen if you had another concussion.
Well, and you know, just the dichotomy of him saying in the previous soundbite we played, I'm a Brisker, we're strong. Yes, you can have qualities that play to that when it comes to prioritizing diligence, prioritizing discipline, prioritizing the things that you need to do and that you can control to make sure that you end up in the NFL. You know, he's a student of the game. He's talked about studying film with us many times here on The Score. But when it comes to your genetics and how you got hit in a ball game and how your body responds, being a Brisker is part of it. But so is the fact that this is what happened to you. This is the science behind it. These were the symptoms that you had, and your most recent concussion has been your worst. And the last name doesn't change the results, unfortunately, in these cases.
I'm reading some of the comments on the text lines, and a lot of people, 847, for instance, I get your point. However, it's his life. People should wear helmets when riding a motorcycle, but they don't. Again, their decision. Listen.
That first of all, it's the law to wear a helmet. Like, we do actually try to do things as a society to help. So I don't even know that that's a valid discussion.
You might not remember Ben Roethlisberger got into a motorcycle accident, was not wearing a helmet in Pittsburgh. And it was like the story, as you can imagine it would be. And he had to get like reconstructive surgery and everything else. And people make decisions, especially young people, make decisions every day that have long-term effects that you could argue are not the right decisions. I understand the financial component of this, the ability to get generational wealth through what you've been training your whole life to do. But when that's in jeopardy, my whole thing is other people have to step in, doctors, whatnot. It sounded like when he was answering the question, talking about whether or not he was going to go to Europe, that it was almost all on him. He had to let them know, and he didn't really want to let them know, but he did. That's the good news.
Right. And that's part of the hard part when it comes to concussion symptoms and self-reporting and the protocol that exists, not just in the NFL. Just think about how many times you haven't told your doctor something that you probably should have. This is a human response. This is not just somebody wanting to do these things. But it's really hard to dissect the two or separate them. When you know that he unfortunately has a contract ahead of him, the second contract is the goal of NFL players. And when you know that he's a free agent after this season and what that means for him and that money on the line, and I understand he's going to do everything in his power to try to make that happen and get that second contract. But unfortunately, the decisions are sometimes made for us. And that's the hard part of this. I understand that in Illinois, at least, helmets are optional.
No, they were optional in Pennsylvania as well.
It depends on the state, I suppose.
Over the age of 21, you don't have to wear a helmet in Pennsylvania.
But that doesn't mean that you can't talk about it. Like, That's my point, is a lot of things can be optional. And listen, I've interviewed Earl Campbell many times, and he talks about the deal that he made. But we know more now. And your attitude in this doesn't have to be the only one.
I want to continue this conversation. A reminder, we will talk Cubs. That's coming up at 10:45. But we want to get your thoughts if you have them. You're texting us on the text line. We'll share some of those thoughts. Also, you can call us 312-644-6767. But we got to continue this conversation about Jaquan Brisker. Not only more of what he had to say about getting back on the field, but also what his head coach has to say.
Yeah, that's right. This segment has been brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We'll hear from Ben Johnson, and we'll also examine this further because there's more of what Jaquan Brisker wanted to say that we wanted to get to. You can join our conversation. It's Raheem and Harris on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Raheemy and Harris.
Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy.
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
I think that was, you know, just that whole ordeal last year with him and the concussion. From obviously a player and a brother, just looking at him, seeing what he went through, I know that was tough for him. So he's excited. I'm excited to be able to get him back out there. I know he has a lot of plays that he wants to go out there and make this year, and I'm excited to watch him do it.
Bruce Lee brings a lot of energy on the field, off the field. He's just an energetic guy.
We are still talking about Jaquan Brisker's press conference that he had yesterday at Hallis Hall as the Bears continue their mandatory minicamp in their offseason program. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. And I understand that people are upset that I brought up the concept of wearing a helmet on a motorcycle.
Hey, man, don't make the people mad because you know what? They're adults. They're going to do what they want to do. I think the older you get, the more you can understand why wearing a helmet, just from a statistic standpoint, is the smart move. I like this text from 630. Love you both, but we are looking at this from a wiser perspective because we're older. He's still a kid, thinks he's invincible. Kids don't look at life like older adults do. I did stuff as a young man that I wouldn't dream of doing today. And when I look at it now, I'm astonished that I'm still alive. I think most people can say that at some point in their lives.
Which is great. And luck and circumstance and results are all different things. Yeah, that's the issue. And he is putting himself into a situation that has resulted in common results here. Like it resulted in a concussion every single season of his career. Like typically, you say that because you don't want to repeat the process, but this is the man's job. And because of that, he also speaks to the media. Because of that, you know who he is. This is part of the circumstance that he is in. However, the NFL had a multi-million dollar lawsuit that showed that it's not just up to the players. It's not just up to the job you chose. That just like in other trades, there has to be more understanding and more efforts made on the part of the employers to help ensure their safety.
This is like people who want to do it, workers who want to do away with like the regulatory of OSHA. Like that stuff is there to protect the workers, not the employers, right? You have to understand that and understand where you are on the labor versus the employer type of dynamic, if you will. But I thought for Jaquan Brisker, the thing that he said the most, that this is why I'm concerned, in that before he even spoke, I was like, listen, the Bears can't re-sign him. They can't extend him. They should not. That from a business standpoint of what we know about concussions and the way they work, and that's where I'm coming from on this. I had that opinion before Jaquan Brisker said this about returning to the field.
What does it mean just to be back out there and with your teammates?
I mean, I'm just blessed to play football. You know, it means a lot. Obviously, I love playing football, so just being out there, you know, especially coming from where I'm from, or, you know, just seeing what I've seen, there's so many people who want to be in this position. You know, so many people who just want to be in my shoes, so I'm just blessed, you know, just to be here. And, you know, it means a lot. You know, I don't take it for granted. Never took it for granted even before I got hurt. You know, I always thank God, you know, always thankful to be on the field. You know, always say my prayer out to 50, whatever it may be. I'm really blessed to be here, you know what I mean? So,
are you curious what it's going to feel like when the pads come on and you have to hit somebody?
No. If you watch out there, you know, I'm not curious. I won't hit right now. So, no, I'm not curious. I mean, I'm playing full speed. I'm going to be a playmaker. Nothing really changes. It's just I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be a lot more mentally focused. My mind is really, like, probably, like, what, 5-6 years new or whatever the doctor said. You know, I did so much work, so I'm really past it. Like, I'm really moving on.
All right, so I understand his resolve. I understand his resolve, right? I understand why he has to have the attitude because of the position that he plays in football. He goes out there to be a missile and hit people. He is directing contact. He's not the one being hit. He's the one doing the hitting. So I understand why he can't have kind of an attitude that you might hear from a wide receiver or running back who had suffered the same type of injury as him. But the fact that he's saying it's all behind him, that's what seems to me to be short-sighted, because it's really all in front of him, because it's what happens the next time this happens. I'm not saying it's going to, but the likelihood, what we know statistically is, the likelihood with each additional concussion, the likelihood that you suffer an additional concussion, increases.
Well, and it's the damage therein. Like that's part of the issue here. We've talked a lot about second impact syndrome, which is something that when I worked with former Patriots linebacker, Ben, I can't think of his last name right now because I keep wanting to say Teddy Johnson. I keep wanting to say Ben Johnson, which doesn't really apply here. But when I worked with Ted Johnson, like that was something that he discussed, was the significance of like a second impact, that of course being close to your initial concussion hit, and how debilitating that can be. But this is a future that is scary, and it can be prevented, and we can ask these questions. That's the whole point of a press conference. This was a conversation with Jaquan Brisker, and I appreciate him saying he's moved on, but you've gotten a concussion every season you've played in the league. That's just not, unfortunately, what is happening right now.
I understand why he feels like his mentality has to be he's moved on, but I also understand why no one else can move on. Because it is a lingering question. It is not going away. This isn't a pulled hamstring or another, but this is your brain we're talking about. And because we know about the comprehensive way that this thing adds up when you talk about brain injuries. I also want to say this. It seems like Ben Johnson, out of everyone, understands what Ben Johnson is capable of on the football field because he coached against him, Layla. He's a guy who's seen firsthand the type of damage he can do in a game. So he's probably excited to get him back. The question is, I wonder how Ben Johnson feels about the concussion history and how that, between him and Dennis Allen, Al Harris, how that affects how they plan to use him this season.
He was a guy that you had to earmark and just make sure you knew where he was when you game plan against him because he was very active, particularly in the run game. He liked to come down and fill in the box and played like a linebacker that happened to be a defensive back and not afraid to hit you. So we always told the receivers that they had to make sure they accounted for him. And so can't see that right now without the pads, but you can certainly see an active player that he's excited, he's passionate about the game, and he loves playing football. He likes to talk a little bit too, which I appreciate. Well, I mean, everyone's learning, and so if there's any glimpses, little hiccups, it's usually because they're trying to process what they're seeing out in front of them and what the rules of the defense are, and so there's a little bit of that going on, but I can't think of anything out of the ordinary for where he's at, the position he's playing, or his colleagues out there as well.
I want to remind people, Layla, that when Ben Johnson saw Jaquan Brisker as the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator back in 2023, December,
right,
game at Soldier Field, he came out of that game with 17 tackles, 13 of them solo, 2 pass breakups, and a forced fumble. He was doing work in that game. But he did have to leave that game because he got the wind knocked out of him, right. Came back, finished it. And so that's kind of the, if you're Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, you have to measure what he's capable of, but also what the possibilities are when you unleash a talent like that with concussion history.
Well, and that's it. It's not just, unfortunately, we are talking about him as a person first. That's not the unfortunate part. We are talking about him, about how he's a person first because that's who he is. But unfortunately, there's a football piece to this where you lost your starting safety for 12 games and it hurt your team. You know, the being careful is good for everyone here. And trying to prevent this from happening is good for both the individual because of his health and also the health of the football team. So in order for him to be his best self, what does that mean? It doesn't mean you take more precautions than you used to. We don't see the same hits in the league. I was watching a random promo that was on a tape of something a friend recorded in the early 2000s. We're not talking about 1980s. We're talking about 2001, 2, or 3, somewhere around there. And one of the hits in a random NFL promo was horrifying. And this is just something we consider common practice when watching hits in the NFL at that time. And now it's just something that you wouldn't see. You know, in college football, the targeting rule aimed to try to take away a lot of this. Now, typically that's used when a defender is targeting somebody on the offense. In this case, it was the opposite. And, you know, I understand there was a fine levied on the hit on Brisker against the Panthers that ended up resulting in this. But there's no amount of money that replaces what he's having to deal with right now health-wise. Tommy Tremble leveled that hit. Ended up being over $17,000. But that's nothing compared to the health of the individual. Would it help prevent these situations happening at times in the future? I hope so. But it is just not as simple to me as, well, he signed up for this, he gets what he deserves. We all sign up for things. But we're allowed to be advocates and talk about health when it matters and what you can do to prevent horrible situations from happening. When somebody else is hurt, it hurts everybody in a way.
He's already kind of a poster child for concussions because of the way it's happened 3 straight years, right? And knowing that there's going to be a fourth season and a possibility. But when you look at Jaquan Brisker and him coming back from a concussion that cost him the final 12 games of last year, you have to understand where we are going forward and if the Bears are equipped to deal with the loss of Jaquan Brisker. Because you go back to the draft, Layla, remember leading up to it, I was like, listen, they need a lineman, they need a defensive guy, a guy who can get to the quarterback, they need a tight end, and they need a safety. They need a safety. And now you hear about possibly moving around, and Dennis Allen, to his credit, if there's anybody I believe in that can move guys around from position to position, it's Dennis Allen, because he has the track record of being able to do so. But I need to know who is his immediate backup, and how big the fall off is going to be if you don't have Jaquan Brisker for an extended period of time. Because after last year, the Bears need to be very much prepared for that situation, because it is highly likely. I don't like saying that it's highly likely, but it's highly likely. And again, that's the reason I don't believe Jaquan Brisker should be re-signed by the Chicago Bears. And I believe they need to have somebody ready waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. And is it a developmental pick like Frazier, you know, when we talk about in the secondary? I don't think so. Like, the Bears spent significant draft capital on Jaquan Brisker. And he shows you why when he's on. But the problem is, not only from a football standpoint, you have to look at this, but you would also say that the Bears' actions kind of echo what Brisker is telling the media, that they don't think this is as much of a concern roster resource-wise as perhaps we do after hearing what he had to say. Those two things can be separate. But what happens when we're talking about this again? That's what scares me.
Yeah, it's scary from all standpoints because of, again, the way this has played out so far and not knowing what's next for Jaquan Brisker and the Bears. And again, my hope and my thoughts, my prayers, my just sentiment is with him as a person before we even start talking about football. But ultimately, he's a football player on this team, has been cleared to play football, and has every intention of returning to the type of play that we saw him before, or I guess between each of these concussions.
Well, and you know, think about even how we talked about Derrick Rose, and I remember when he got injured, just being so sad for him, but also dealing with the concept of, because of the way he played, that was a possibility. You know, and that's his knees. That's not his brain. That's not him trying to retrain his nervous system.
That's seeing if we can fix your knee. And if you can't, okay, maybe you don't play anymore, but you don't have long-term effects in terms of being able to do normal, comprehensive stuff with your brain.
And we got a lot of hit dogs hollering on the text line, that's for sure, don't we?
That's not anything new. I'm used to that.
This is hilarious. Like, very interesting. So that said, let's shift gears and go to baseball next. You want to do that?
Let's do it, because the Cubs, even though they lost last night, there were some things that I was encouraged by, let's say that.
And yes, there's a lot to enjoy out of a pitcher's duel and a Cubs loss even. So we will do that next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Strike two pitch from Finnegan. The runner goes at first. Here's a ground ball to second base. Fielded by Nunez. Throws to first. Ball game over. And Washington evens up the series as they beat the Cubs by a score of 2-0.
That was Pat Hughes, Zach Zaidman, Ron Coomer on The Score, calling the game last night as the Nationals beat the Cubs 2-0. This is Raheemy and Harris on The Score. And we had ourselves the most pitcher's duel of pitcher duels last night. Unfortunately, it was great to watch from a baseball fan standpoint. Matt Boyd battled Mackenzie Gore. Unfortunately, though, the Cubs came out on the wrong side of this.
I like perfect games. Do you like perfect games?
We had 1-5.
And then what happened?
Home runs.
Yeah, it was disturbing that what you saw at the beginning of this game for it to end the way that it did with no runs. Because at the beginning of this game, Layla, I'm sitting there and I'm watching, right? And I'm like, oh, Ian Happ, a little something-something to write. Oh, Seiya Suzuki, that's a base knock.
Right.
Carson Kelly, are you telling me the bases are loaded with nobody out in the top of the first? It's like, here we go. Pete Crow Armstrong, here we go. And then Mackenzie Gore quietly reminded you why he is Mackenzie Gore. Big time outs in the first inning. And yeah. After that, he retired 15 of the last 16 Cubs he faced in throwing 7 scoreless.
Also, remember that time I talked about the Cubs' struggles with the slider? Boy, did it rear its ugly head in that game. Now, listen, there are certain guys who have more effective pitches than anybody else. Mackenzie Gore's slider is probably, if you look at the numbers, Sarah Langs does a great job of that, one of the most effective pitches singularly in the league. But it's not fun to watch if you're the other team trying to figure out how you're going to get hits when your offense is expected to not have a 2-0 loss that way and not manage just a few hits in the game. Cubs end up with only 5, and that's saying something after they had 3 to start, like you mentioned.
1-7 with runners in scoring position. Not that they had that many opportunities. They had 3 opportunities in the first inning with runners in scoring position, and they got a hit.
Right.
But Carson Kelly only got to first base, and the runner did not score on what was just a very basic station-to-station single.
Womp womp.
And so for the rest of the game, they were 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Now, what I found interesting about this is that Kyle Tucker did not start, but he did come in, and I know a lot of people were thinking, oh, it's about to go down. 2 men on, down 2-0, bottom of the ninth. You're the guy that they decide to let pinch hit for Justin Tucker. Here's why I love this news for a couple of reasons. One, he's available. He's not so hurt that he can't not only play, but come up in a big spot to try to do something in a pinch as a pinch hitter.
Right.
The other thing was Matt Boyd was phenomenal in this game. I know he gave up 2 runs later. I know he went 7 1/3, but the bullpen should be really fresh, which during this stretch of 26 games and 27 days, one day off over a 27-day span is so important and crucial. So Genesis Cabrera pitching the 2/3 of an inning he did, you have your whole bullpen now at your disposal for a huge series, well, finale today, but a huge series against the Tigers followed by a trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Genesis Cabrera with back-to-back days of game appearance. Matt Boyd goes 7 1/3, gives up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and the home run. And that home run really just spoiled what I thought was an absolute outstanding outing. When you can be perfect through 5, and that's what you're talking about, especially in a game where we did focus on Mackenzie Gore on the other side. And, for example, Matt Bush, you know, facing a lefty, how that was going to go down. Meanwhile, Boyd is just continuing to do work. He's continuing to be consistent. And that game was flying, and that's another reason I knew it was just one of those days where it wasn't going to be high scoring. It was really toe-to-toe when it came to the performances we were seeing. I think one appreciation note I have on the Cubs side of trying to manufacture offense, or at least examine Michael Bush against, for example, Mackenzie Gore, was the first time he saw him, not ideal, only like 4 pitches, I think, at the at-bat. But the second time, he ends up with a 6-pitch at bat, works the count, And then unfortunately just strikes out on a slider that, again, was so very effective against the Cubs lineup.
It wasn't just him. I mean, when a pitcher has seven strikeouts against you as a starter, and again, the pitcher that leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts, it's not unexpected. I expected the Cubs to strike out a number of times unless they had gotten to Mackenzie Gore early. It didn't work out that way. But just to see Michael Bush in there against a lefty, batting between Nico Horner and the DH for the night, Justin Turner in the seven spot, I'm good with that. Like, let that man continue to play. Especially if Kyle Tucker's not going to start, let Bush be in that lineup. It's too much of an absence of potential power if you have both Bush and Kyle Tucker out.
Now, however, is that trial by fire when you're facing a guy who led the league in strikeouts going into the game?
Maybe a little bit, but he was in the lower third of the order, so I was okay with it. I mean, what do you like as a better option? Do you like Michael Bush, or do you like, so if it wasn't going to be Bush, who would it have been playing first base?
Right. Yeah. Probably
Turner and then who DHs?
Who DHs in that case? Maybe you force Tucker back into the lineup. I know Dustin mentioned that this morning, like the concept of if you're available to pinch hit, why aren't you just DHing? I think it's because even with Mackenzie Gore, you don't necessarily know that you're going to have a certain amount of at-bats. Ideally, you want, even if you're the DH, you're batting Tucker probably still second in the lineup or third based on previously. So you're expecting him to have, at that point, what, hopefully four at-bats at least, five? So then how many times are you swinging the bat? You know there's a ring finger there. I think it's still one thing for a veteran to come in and be able to be called upon in a pinch hit situation and still trying to be getting right and trying to get rest his hand as opposed to the planned DH, because then what's your BP like? What's your preparation before the game? I thought it was a valid question, but I think end up usage-wise on that side of it, you're probably still looking at a situation where you're giving more wear and tear on that ring finger than maybe he would have liked.
Yeah, I think minimize him. Again, right now, Craig Counsell has my trust. I'm not saying I'm not going to question him when he does things that I find questionable or I just disagree with, one of those being Michael Bush, you know, starting games against left-handed pitchers, which obviously maybe this was his whole plan all along, was to slowly work to the getting him to the point. Again, this is a guy who had...
Here's Mackenzie Gore.
Well, eight times reached on base leading into this game. I don't know that he's been as locked in as he's been the last two games as he was going into that game. And remember, he did get a hit in that game, 1-for-4.
Right.
It's just a matter of Mackenzie Gore, as you said. But if not, then we asked the question before the game. If not, now when?
Right, and in my opinion, the best time is now. You're still talking about a team that is massively above 500 in the Cubs.
15 games.
Right, it was 16 yesterday, even better time. You know, that's kind of the joke of the concept there. But either way, this is the time where those at-bats will help you. And I think you even saw that in the first at-bat compared to the second one when you're talking about working a pitch count. You know, gets into a two-strike count, then forces a longer at bat because he works the count well. You know, there's foul balls in there. And then, yeah, you work it up to six pitches. And unfortunately, you go down, but you still are showing progress in what you're seeing. That's great, in my opinion.
So the question then becomes, what else can you take away from this game? I think one of the bigger things is I don't want to discount that the Cubs are supposed to be better than Nationals. That's the case. But the Nationals are not as middling as some of the other teams that they faced.
Despite being around 500, yeah.
They're on the come. They're a team that's won their last two series against teams that are expected to contend for the playoffs. I think Seattle's still in first place, right? So you're going up against a team that has played much better over the last couple of weeks or so. You've got real threats out there. Mackenzie Gore is one of the best pitchers in the National League. I don't have a problem with this loss and like, oh, we should panic about them losing this game. It's just more of a, okay, there's going to be tough nights. It's only the third time all season they've been shut out, but they've got one of, if not the best offense in all of baseball.
That's the beauty of it. You're allowed to take a few more risks. You're allowed to give a guy who hadn't seen a lot of ABs against lefties a few more. You're allowed to understand that tip your cap to the better pitcher and outlasting a tremendous duel is an okay thing to do once in a while. That's the case here. Shutout is never ideal. No doubt about that. But is it something that they have seen very often this season? No, absolutely not. They've only seen it a few times. In fact, we're going to examine that at noon in our Five On It segment.
And the only thing, other thing I'll say, Layla, is this. With Kyle Finnegan on the mound, who's been a phenomenal closer, 17 saves so far this season, they did put up a fight. They got in position where they were like, hey, the tying run is on the base pass, and the winning run is at the plate, or the go-ahead run, excuse me, is at the plate in the form of Kyle Tucker. I can live with what happened last night.
I think the bigger lesson for me in this game is I'm going to have to start drilling down on Cubs' heart-of-the-order hitters versus slider approaches.
Okay, that's something I'll keep an eye on, too, since you're bringing it to my full attention. I was aware, but not as maybe locked in as what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, like, for example, we've talked about it with PCA, you know, the at-bats and extra innings against the slider. What you want to do as a hitter and what is being given to you by the pitcher.
His first at-bat made me squirm a little bit.
But even for example, Seiya Suzuki in, I believe, the 10th inning last week against the Rockies. You know, straight diet of sliders there. So what are you doing as a hitter? You have to lay off some of them if you hope to extend that count a little bit and get the fastball you want to see. And even then, are you going to make sure you turn on it? What's your arm slot looking like out of your opposing pitcher? All questions that I think I will be examining in the future with the Cubs. We have much more to come here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Along with you, we are going to get back to a little bit of football because Ben Johnson at Mandatory Manicamp did talk yesterday and discussed just what he's seeing so far out of the offensive. And Caleb Williams, you know, Mark Grody gave us the play-by-play segment yesterday a little bit. So we will take a listen to what Ben Johnson had to say next on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.